Welcome to the Train with Abs podcast, where I talk about everything fitness, nutrition, mindset, health, mental health, business, you name it, we talk about it. I am going to be releasing a new episode every single Monday, so make sure to like the podcast and subscribe to it, depending what your viewing is on, so that you can make sure to never miss an episode. You probably will know me from my Instagram, which is abs_eats with 3 S's. I have my YouTube and TikTok as well, if you want to head over and follow those if you don't already. And my business, Train With Abs, which has its own Instagram account with that handle as well. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. Any suggestions, I'm always happy to take. Just feel free to message me them on Instagram and enjoy the podcast. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about all things alcohol. Before I get started, I just want to say it is personal choice whether you drink or not. I'm not saying don't drink. I'm not saying you have to drink. It just is personal preference. But I do think, like with everything, education is power. And if you can understand how alcohol or drinking alcohol is going to impact your fitness in terms of your performance, your body composition, your sleep, everything along those lines, then it's up to you to make those decisions. And personally, I actually don't drink very much. I used to drink a lot back in the uni days, drinking heavily 4 to 5 times a week. And I did manage to balance that with fitness. But now, currently, don't drink often when I'm at home. When I'm away, I'll drink a little bit more. I'm away for the next month, so I'll probably be drinking quite a bit then. But yeah, I don't drink quite as much, but that's just personal preference. And again, if you are in a social group where you do end up drinking kind of every single weekend, that's okay. You can still balance your fitness life with your alcohol life. But I just think it's really interesting because it does have an impact, and I'd be lying if I said it doesn't have an impact. So I'm going to go over 3 main categories. As I've already said, I'm going to talk about how it impacts your performance, how it impacts your body composition, and how it impacts sleep. And then obviously there's parts within that I can kind of talk about more things. So for example, within performance, we can also look at recovery. Within body composition, we can look at temporary things, maybe like water retention and bloating, and also more permanent things like fat gain, and then sleep as well. So we should be able to cover a lot. Hopefully you can learn a thing or two. And yeah, we'll get started by talking about performance. So this kind of relates to everything. I am gonna put this slightly more towards resistance training, but I mean, it's the same for if you were doing HIIT, it's the same as if you were doing running. Like, it's gonna have a very similar impact. So basically, it is gonna negatively impact your performance most likely. Obviously, it kind of depends on when you train around the time that you have the alcohol. So obviously, if you were going to train like you've drunk till like 3 a.m, 5 a.m. you try and do a session, it's probably not going to go very well. Whereas say you've drank kind of last Saturday, it's now Thursday, you may find that it's fine. Sometimes the impacts from alcohol can last. It's not necessarily like, okay, it's the next day, I don't have a hangover anymore, I feel great and it's completely out of my system. It can have an impact, particularly on things like energy over the week. You may find that if you drink one night quite heavily, that your energy is pretty badly affected throughout the whole week. But sometimes, especially if you're not heavily drinking and just having maybe your glass of wine or your drink here or there, you may find that it doesn't have too much of an impact. But basically, when you drink alcohol, that causes an increase in insulin or insulin secretions. That's basically insulin's being produced. And as a result, that can mess with your blood sugar and kind of lower your blood sugar. When you are obviously doing exercise, for good performance, you want a normal level of blood sugar. That's why when you go to eat, well, you should eat before your workouts, even if you didn't first thing, or say even if you only have half a banana or something very small, just a small hit of carbs to kind of keep that blood sugar nice and stable to give us some energy. So obviously, if your blood sugar levels are lower after you've drunk alcohol, then you're likely to find that your sports performance isn't so good. So that's just something to bear in mind. And again, probably if you left it a good couple of days before you did some kind of session, you know, you drank and then you had a rest day the next day and then you did your workout, you probably find that it won't have as much impact. But as I said before, it can, depending how heavily you're drinking and also to some extent yourself and how your body responds to alcohol, you may find that it also means that over the week your energy is a little bit lower. So also there have been a couple of studies done on like doing exercise on a hangover. So this is kind of relating to what I'm saying in terms of it depends how long as to what impact it's going to have. So there was a study which basically tested people, their aerobic performance kind of normally, and then it also tested their aerobic performance when they had a hangover. And from that study, which you obviously have to take with a bit of a pinch of salt because it's never going to be 100% right, always. But in that study, supposedly doing exercise or aerobic exercise, that seems more like running, like endurance running rather than sprinting and things like that, it kind of reduced the aerobic performance by about 11.4%, which is obviously quite a bit. So if you were about to run a marathon, maybe don't do it on a hangover. It's a bit stupid to run a marathon on a hangover, and I'm sure most people wouldn't do that. But even just for normal training, you know, say you're running a 5K every week or something, probably doing it on a hangover, you're going to find that your performance isn't so good. And also, again, pretty obvious findings, but they found that, yes, the more you drink, the more effect it's going to have. But they also found that even just one drink may have an effect. So just something to consider. And maybe in terms of how you plan your sessions as well. Let's say you had a couple of resistance sessions, a couple of cardio sessions, and like a mobility day where you're just doing some stretching. If you have a heavy night of drinking or even just a couple of drinks, I would stick the mobility day the day after that, because it's not going to matter so much. So you can work around these things. It's not that the alcohol isn't going to be helpful for your performance, but you can do things to mitigate the impact, so you can have a bit of both. You can have your alcohol and not really see any huge declines in performance. So as I said before, we can also talk about recovery when we're looking at performance, because that does play a big part. You should be recovering well. I think I've talked about DOMS in previous podcasts, in terms of you don't want to have DOMS, you don't want your recovery to be bad, particularly with the resistance training, because you're not going to get the benefits of the resistance training in terms of the adaptations with getting stronger, potentially building muscle, but also your future sessions are going to be crap. If you go into the gym really aching before you've even started, of course your session's not going to be as good as if you were well recovered. So other studies have found that drinking more than a moderate amount of alcohol in the recovery period can sabotage your muscle's ability to recover and adapt to the exercise. So it's not going to help your recovery. You may find if you have a week where your training is normal but drinking more than normal that your recovery is a little bit worse. Again, it's not something to freak out about and be like, oh my goodness, I can never drink because my recovery is going to be bad and I'm not going to gain any muscle. But it's just something to bear in mind, and maybe you need to, if that factor isn't going to be so good, so you're drinking, so that's going to make your recovery worse, are there other things that you can do to improve your recovery? So can you get more sleep than normal? Can you have a couple of days where you do a bit of stretching and a bit of mobility work and myofascial release? Could you make an effort to get in more protein and eat kind of a larger meal post-workout? So it's not going to necessarily completely take away the negative impact of the alcohol, but I mean, if that's a little bit worse, you can improve on other areas. So hopefully the overall recovery will be pretty much the same. And also, when we're looking at performance and recovery, we can maybe look at injury or injury prevention or causes of injury as well. And it's also been found that heavy drinking, because it increases the recovery time for soft tissue injuries, it means that you're kind of more likely to take longer to recover from injuries you've already got, and potentially more likely to injure yourself anyway. So say you kind of been drinking a lot, then you go and do a session, or you know, you've got a bit of a niggle somewhere and then you've drunk a lot and then you go and do a session, you might be more likely to get an injury. And again, it doesn't mean, oh my goodness, I drank last night, so if I go to the gym today I'm going to put my back out and be hospitalized. Like, no, it's just, it may increase the chances of you getting injured or making a current injury worse. But again, as long as you're aware of that and you're not doing anything stupid, then that's just something to be mindful of. So now I want to talk about body composition. So by this I mean kind of, how is it going to affect how you look, what your body is made up of? Is it going to make you gain a load of fat from having one night of drinking? No. However, we have obviously different macronutrients. So we have carbs, we have fats, we have protein, and these are all our energy sources. When we drink alcohol, the energy source that we get is ethanol. So sometimes people will track it as carbs and fats, and I mean, if I was to track alcohol, I really would just put it as the calories and I wouldn't bother about the macronutrients, because to be honest, the only one I really would keep track of anyway is protein, as long as I'm getting enough of the others. But yeah, essentially it's not really carb or fat, it's this ethanol and this ethanol like energy source. So ethanol is kind of toxic to humans, especially in larger amounts. So again, binge drinking is probably going to be worse for you, or definitely going to be worse for you than just having the odd glass of wine. But obviously, most people know that you process or break down the energy or the ethanol in the liver. So yeah, that's kind of how your body uses it, and it can't use it in the same way as it would carbs and fats and stuff. So obviously it would kind of give you loads of energy. What, say you were to eat like a banana, and that'll go towards improving your performance. Happy days. And also, say you have a balanced meal, it has proteins, carbs and fats in, they all kind of go together to help to promote your health. When you are having a load of ethanol, when you're having a load of alcohol, the liver prioritizes breaking down the ethanol into things that can either be used and be helpful, which isn't that much stuff because again it is kind of toxic to your body, or things that they can easily dispose of and like get flushed out your body, so that it's gone, bye bye. So because of that, and because it's now the priority, and your body's like, oh my goodness, okay, so we've got these carbs, we've got these fats, we've got this protein, but then, oh, we've got a hell of a load of ethanol, of course it's going to prioritize breaking that down first. So what can happen is that this might slow down the metabolism of other energy sources like carbs and fats and protein. So it may just mean that because your body's like, right, I need to digest these first, it's kind of taking longer to break down these other bits of food that you're having, essentially. Also, it does have calories in. Alcohol, surprise, surprise, unfortunately, does have calories in. So if you are going way over your maintenance calories, maybe because of alcohol, then in that respect, yes, alcohol may cause you to gain fat because it's taking you way over your calories. However, it doesn't mean that if you have a glass of wine or if you have a couple of drinks, that it's necessarily going to cause fat gain. People can do fat loss phases and be in a calorie deficit overall, and they plan in their alcohol and things that agree with them in terms of drinks, and they can still have a lot of fat loss. So it's not that you can't have fat loss or maintain fat loss if you drink, but it's just being aware that it does have calories in. And if you're going absolutely wild and having, you know, 1,000 calories of drinks every single night of your life, then yes, that might have an impact. But again, you can balance it. So it's just, education is power, and it's how you choose to go about it. So don't panic if you have one night that takes you way over your calories. It's really not a big deal with time. But if you are someone that is kind of drinking very, 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 very regularly in huge quantities, then that's something that you might just want to consider. If you see that your body's really changing, it's like, okay, maybe that's the alcohol. It can also have more temporary impacts, so things like water retention and bloating. My client's probably sick of hearing me say this, but basically alcohol is a diuretic, so basically it means that you can get dehydrated because you have to pee more, so you have to go to the toilet. That's, you know, the classic don't break the seal, because once you start, you can't stop. So obviously you're getting rid of all the liquids that are kind of in your body, and it's affecting how your kidneys can reabsorb fluids. So if you're not replenishing these fluids, so say, you know, you have all your alcohol and then you pass out and go to sleep, you haven't kind of replaced all those liquids that you've lost. So you're probably going to wake up dehydrated. What can happen when you're dehydrated? You may feel a little bit leaner temporarily, but then often as a result of being dehydrated, the body then holds on to more water, and then we feel really bloated. So that's why sometimes, you know, you wake up maybe first thing, you think, oh, I'm quite lean, and then the next day you're like, oh my goodness, I really don't feel comfortable today. So it's just something to be aware of again. And this is quite a bit of an easier one to mitigate. So obviously you could chug a load of water before you go to bed. You could alternate drinks with having water. Student hack, something that I used to always do, not for this reason, but I guess it worked very well, is I always used to drink vodka with like squash. So obviously squash, for anyone that doesn't know, is like almost like a cordial kind of thing, and then you mix it with water and then it creates this drink because it dilutes the cordial with the water. So with every drink I'm having, although I'm having alcohol, I'm having like 500 milliliters or more of water. So still enough to kind of get you drunk if that's your intention, but you're replenishing some of these fluids that you're losing as you're peeing all the time. So that's quite a good one as well. Or like I said, you can make sure you're drinking water with your drinks. You can still, you know, get on a bit of a buzz and drink water at the same time, and it will probably just mean that you're not quite so dehydrated the next day. So that's another big one that definitely, you know, it will help if you can do that, to not maybe feel so bloated afterwards or not have so much water retention afterwards. But I mean, if you do feel that way, big whoop. I know it's a bit uncomfortable, but within a day or two of going back to normal, not being dehydrated anymore, you'll probably find that you look exactly the same as you did previously. So it's not like a long lasting thing, but it's just, if you're wondering, oh my goodness, why do I get so like puffy after I drink, well, try some of those things and it will probably help you with that. So the last thing I want to talk about is sleep. So I think it's a really common misconception that, okay, when I drink, I have the best sleep ever, because it feels like that, doesn't it? I mean, maybe not for everyone, but I have never been a particularly good sleeper. It's improved recently, but the only time that I would really like knock out and feel like I'd really knocked out was after I had drank quite a lot. You know, you're not necessarily sitting there thinking about everything to do with life. You just kind of hit the pillow and then you're gone. So I think a lot of people think, okay, well, when I drink, it actually helps me sleep. And it can make you drowsy, like particularly if you're having things like wine, it might make you a bit drowsy. But if you have a lot of alcohol and then try and go to sleep, although you might be asleep, it means that your body's spending a bit less time in deep sleep. And you end up basically just having a bit of a lighter sleep, so maybe like a nap kind of vibe. So you are still sleeping, yes, but the quality of your sleep is not going to be so good. And obviously that's not necessarily great, because going back to what I was saying about energy levels, it can impact your energy levels for so many reasons. But if your sleep isn't quite as good quality as normal, then of course that's going to have a knock-on effect with your energy throughout the week. So that's just something as well to bear in mind. And that's why sometimes you may think, oh my goodness, I've been knocked out for like 12 hours, but I feel really tired. Well, probably because the sleep that you had wasn't so good. In addition to the fact that you literally have put a toxin into your body. So yeah, I mean, of course you're not going to feel great the next day. Also, that can have a knock-on effect if you're not having good enough sleep. Maybe not the odd night, but if you're drinking constantly, you know, most days, and your sleep is just always pretty bad because of it, it can really impact your appetite. Often when we don't sleep enough, we can be very, very hungry. Sometimes the opposite and not hungry at all, but it can have a knock-on impact, which may, with time, if it's consistent over time, impact your body composition. So say you're never sleeping because you're binge drinking every single day of your life, you're probably going to be very hungry, and then you may end up having some fat gain because it's been consistent over a long period of time. So this is the thing to think with all of this. I'm talking about it more on the extreme level. If you have the odd night where you have one too many drinks, it's really not a big deal. And particularly when it comes to things like fat gain, you need to be in a consistent surplus over time. It's not going to happen within like a day or a weekend of drinking. But it's just something to bear in mind. I think it's quite interesting to see how it does impact the body. It also, obviously, when you're not getting good enough sleep, it does impact your hormones, which kind of relates back to what I said in terms of appetite. But also, particularly for males, but also to some extent females, it impacts the production of testosterone, and to some extent hormones that are responsible for growth and repair, which obviously links then back to our recovery and our performance. And if we are constantly drinking and never getting good enough sleep, probably we're not going to see the gains that we necessarily want to in the gym. So it does have an impact. It does largely have a negative impact on these things. But ultimately, it is up to you and how much you want to drink, how often you want to drink. It really is personal preference. But you can do both. You don't have to give up drinking just because you like the gym. That's not it at all. But I think it is just, like I said, knowledge is power. And if you know how it's going to impact your body, then it's up to you to make educated decisions on what you're happy to compromise and what you're not. But you know, you can enjoy your alcohol and still go towards your goals. Even if it's fat loss, you can still do that. But it's just maybe about swapping out the cocktail for a lower calorie, I don't know, vodka lime soda or something like that. So sometimes a bit more of a boring choice, but at the same time, if you can have both, then sometimes a worthy trade-off. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Remember to give it a 5-star rating if you haven't already. I'm hoping to get it on Apple Podcasts soon. We've come up with a bit of a barrier doing that, but I am working on getting it on Apple soon, because I know some people prefer that than Spotify. But thank you very much for listening. I'm not sure if there's going to be an episode next week because I am on annual leave and I shouldn't have Wi-Fi. If I can find a way to upload it though, I will. If not, we'll definitely be back the week after. So have a lovely week. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I'll be back with another episode next Monday. Please remember to subscribe to it and like it if you enjoyed and want to make sure that you don't miss another episode. And remember to follow me on my social media channels. I will leave the link to all of them in the description.